life is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God. Well, in a world where challenges are plentiful, it's easy for us to feel discouraged. Yet with enough guidance and support, most people can achieve more in life than they ever dreamed possible. Well, beyond your fears is everything you ever dreamed of. For the Dr. Stem Show will give the voiceless a voice and the hopeless hope. And now, here she is, Dr. Stem.
Andy Rooney at one time said, life is like a roll of toilet paper. When it gets to the end, it starts going very fast. That's how 2017 is going for me. It's now going so fast. We're less than 130 days away from the end of 2017. And just days, months seem to be going so fast. So today I wanted to talk about becoming the best version of yourself. Because many people, you know, at this time when you're this close to the end of the year, you start wondering, oh, wow, have I done everything that I wanted to do for the year? And what's stopping me? Am I becoming the best version of me? And what is it that I can do to make this the year that I declared it to be at the beginning of the year? So I want to take you to a place where you can be inspired, you can be motivated, but most of all that you can think of what it is that you can do that is productive, that is good for you, that you can look back and you say, guess what? It was less than 4 months away and I just started getting on this gear and this is what happened. Because school started. So if you're a parent, you are now home, you know, relieved that students are gone and there's peace and quiet in the house. But, you know, not so fast. Because now that they've gone, it's time to look at your life. It's time to look at you and see what it is that you can do with your life in addition to working and doing what it is that you're doing. So my hope is that this podcast today will reawaken whatever fire that is in your belly, will renew your faith and reconnect you with your passions, because that's my role. I love to bring out the belly, you know, the fire in everybody's belly, you know. But you have to commit to something. You have to be willing to open yourself up to and to really listen to some of the, you know, points, the stuff that I'll be talking about today, so that you can say to yourself and be realistic about yourself, you know, what am I doing and what can I stop? What can I start? You know, who am I? Because nothing is going to change until you change. Let me say this again. Nothing is going to change unless you change. So no matter how hard your situation appears to be, how difficult your position appears to be, nothing is going to change until you change. So you've got to be willing to change. You have to be willing to laugh at yourself and laugh at where you are and laugh at some of the things that are happening in your life or that have happened so far in 2017 and probably held you back. Laugh at them and let them go. You also have to be willing to work hard. I mean work hard, where you really commit yourself to doing stuff and not sleeping and waking up. Well, no, of course you gotta sleep. But I'm just, you know, saying you have to sacrifice some of that sleep if things are going to change and you become the best version of yourself this year. You also have to be willing to be challenged, because everything that you do, you know, to change will challenge you. It'll challenge every fear that you have. It will challenge every strength that is within you. So be willing to be challenged. That's the only way that you can transform yourself and become the best version of yourself. Before I started, you know, doing this show today, I just picked up, you know, a dose of motivation, which I always do every morning. I pick up, you know, a reading, in addition to me reading my Bible, and I picked up this verse. It says, God's rainbow. When you feel battered by life storms and you're filled with doubt and dismay, just remember God's is a rainbow that's coming. It's only a prayer away. So you will not see the rainbow unless you pray for it. And it says at the bottom, come to me, all you who are labored and heavy burden, and I'll give you rest. Matthew 11, verse 28. I thought I'd just share that with you because it was right there in front of me when I started the show today. So let's talk about how can you become the best version of you this 2017 and beyond. Because guess what? Whenever you start and you start being on the right track, it never goes away. It blows me away that when you bring out your passion, your brilliance, the unique you, and you start getting excited about what it is that you're doing in your life, nothing can stop you. So it just begins from that moment that you see doors opening and you see your life opening up. But then there is a brilliance. I can't describe it as anything but a brilliance that is within each one of us. That is a fire that burns in each one of us that just determines and defines who we are. And that's what we want to bring out. When you become the best version of you, you become unique, a unique person. And most of you are going, oh, because you have no idea what my life is like. That's why you're talking about being brilliant and, you know, burning the fire within your belly. Well, I might not, but let's get back to the moment that you were born. In fact, I'll start off with a quote, a quotation that I read the other day. It says, at the moment a child is born, it is already really brilliant. It picks up language much better than any doctor or philosophy can in only 2 years, and it is a master of that language by 2 or 3 years old. Remember? This was Tony Bazan that said that each person, when we were born with brilliance, with uniqueness, with a passion, with a gift that nobody else has. We were born with unique features that nobody else has. So you're already unique, you know, you're already a best version of yourself. But what we're talking about today is becoming that and leaving it and understanding and really, really enjoying being the best version of yourself. I remember last week talking to a lady who was so pregnant when she came into my office. I mean, she's like, 8.5, 9 months. I think she's days away from giving birth. And, you know, she couldn't talk. She couldn't walk. You know, that's how much in pain that she was when she walked in. And I remember looking at her and thinking of that baby that is in that womb and thinking of how unique that baby must be in that womb. Because when all of us were in our mother's womb preparing to make our way into the entrance of the world, we probably, you know, didn't have any idea how much of a ride we are going to have in this life. But then what happens is, it's amazing that when somebody gives birth, right, and when you come into this world, everybody celebrates and they talk about you, they hold you because you're this beautiful thing that is just so different and so unique, and everybody is happy, you know, that you're finally there, that you finally arrived, that this unique addition to the family member is here. Why do they celebrate? Why do they have all that hoopla? Well, first of all, you were and you still are this unique person that came into this world it wasn't a mistake. I've talked to people that say, well, you don't understand, I was a mistake. There are no mistakes. You were born here, not by mistake. It was for a reason that you were born in this world. So everything that you need to make it into this life is already within you. You were born with it. You were born with all the talents. You were born with all the uniqueness. You are the source that you're seeking. Because a lot of people have so much talent and so many dreams and so much that they want to do with their lives, but then they don't understand how they can do it. And, you know, most people start looking on the outside to look for, information, to look for expertise, and yet, you know what, it starts within you. I'm not saying you don't need the education, you don't need the training, but you've got to believe in yourself first. You have to look at that best version of you that is within you first. You have to believe into that brilliance and that energy that is within you that only you can bring out. Do you know anyone that started off this 2017 on the same place, at the same place that you were at, and you all made a commitment to say, you know, this 2017, this year is going to be different? And you look at them and you go, whoa, they're doing so much. And how come I haven't done as much? Or how come my life is not, you know, changing the way that their life has changed, whether it's finances, whether it's a job, whether it's a business, that yours is not thriving, yours is not going anywhere? Well, I'm like that. I look at other people and see, I don't compare myself, but I always try to observe how other people are getting from point A to point B. And whether they have different, you know, I mean, tasks or different things that they have done that I can do in order to thrive, in order to move to the next level, that's what I'm looking at. So I'm not looking to compare myself in a negative way, but I'm looking to compare myself in a way that, have I done everything that makes me who I am, that can get me to where I want to get? That's what I'm looking at when I'm looking at people and looking at other professionals and other business people that have done well in their lives. I'm talking today as well to adults who are parents, or adults who are in front of, in, you know, adolescents or teenagers or young children. Because here's what happens. They're always looking at you and your life. Most of the time as adults, we are trying to help, you know, this young, you know, teenagers and young adolescents, and talking to them and trying to correct them and trying to guide them, when we ourselves are not doing well, when we ourselves are not happy with our own lives. That's what's more important to them than what we say. They look at your life, they look at what you're doing, they see what you're doing, they see the determination that you have, but most of all, they see the results of what you're doing. And to me, that is more guidance to these young people than we can ever say with our mouth. You know how they say, do as I say and not as I do? Well, the young people today, they are do as I do and not as I say people. And I hate to break that news. They are looking more towards your behavior as well as your life rather than your words. Because otherwise, if you're not doing well and you're not the best version of you and you're not happy with who you are, you're not happy with, you know, the things that you're doing in your life, then you're miserable. And they're quick to turn around and say, you're miserable. So I wanted to make sure that, because school has started and now you have all this time in your hands, that you start really looking at your life, yourself, your talents, the things that you need to improve on, because there's still time. As long as midnight 2017 hasn't clocked in on December 31st, then you still have time. To me, there's more time. As long as we have one more day, one more hour, one more minute, you still have time to become the best version of you and also to do the things that you committed to do this 2017. And maybe you didn't commit to anything. So maybe it's time that you say, let me look around my life. What can I do that I can look back this 2017 and say, you know what? I did it. What is it that you can do from now until the end? Well, let's pay close attention to what you've accomplished so far. Because I realize that even myself, we tend to get to this place in our life where we look at what we haven't done and we forget to take a tally of the things that have worked well, because there's so many things that you have done well this year. So to begin with, let me just ask you to just reflect And maybe if you're not driving, to write down the things that have worked well this 2017. So we're just looking at 2017 for now. What things have worked well for you? Did you take any risks? Did you take any chances? Did the wind blow you to places that you never thought that you would be? I mean, in a bad way, that you found yourself, you know, in places where you thought you would never survive and you survived. Did people come and talk to you in the wrong way and you ended up, you know, even controlling yourself and managing situations in your life this year in a way that you never thought that you could? Did you accomplish something that maybe you thrived in your business and took risks and chances in your business, in your job, in your family, in your relationship? What good things happened to you this year? So write those, think about those, the small and the big things that happened. Because when we start by being grateful, when we start by looking at the things that we have done well, it gives us more energy. It gives us more drive to thrive and to do more of what we have done. But it gives us also the energy to dig deeper and say, if I could do this, if I could accomplish this, if I did that, then that means, you know what? It is within me to come out and do even more. It is within me to come up and be even better than I was at the beginning of the year or in the middle of the year. What are those things that you have done well? What are you grateful for? Even if it's not the things that you have done, the things that are around you that you're grateful for. And it could be health. Some of us had, you know, health challenges this year. Some more severe than others. Some had relationship challenges. Some had financial challenges. Some had anger challenges. But through it all, you found the strength to beat the odds and become who you were supposed to be this year. What is it that happened this year? What is it that you have around you that you can be grateful for? Because when you do that, I tell you, for some reason, it just brings more. Here's what I do. Every day, and I try to do it in the morning, I have a list of 10 things that I wrote there, you know, my 10, you know, things that I'm grateful for. And then I numbered 1 through 10. And I have to come up with 10 things every day that I'm grateful for. Some days, because I write my gratitude list in the morning before I go out in my day, when I come back, I actually have 10, 20 more things that I'm grateful for, because the day turns out to be, you know, so good that it doubles up the things that I was grateful for. So I end up writing another 10 in the evening of the things that I was grateful for that day. So what are those things? You might want to start that for yourself and write the 10 things that you're grateful for, and that might work for you. Maybe 5, maybe 20. I have a friend that says, you know, I actually can come up with 25 things, you know, sometimes. And of course, sometimes I look at him and say, really, 25? But he does. So it's not, you know, wrong for you to come up with more than 10 things, but just write the things that you're grateful for, and that's where we'll start.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com to get all the latest. Make it a daily stop and also get the app. You can go right to the App Store and download our free app, and that will put all our content right into your hands on your phones and your tablets. It doesn't get any easier than that.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
So the question is, how do you become the best version of you? I'm going to talk about something that probably, you know, most people don't talk about all the time, and that is being curious. A lot of people have not even thought about, you know, can I be a curious person and become the best and find out that brings the best out of me? Remember that story, The Curious George, the story of the inquisitive monkey who, along with his friends, who was that? The man with the yellow hat. I think that's what it, you know, that was in the story of Curious George. He wanted to investigate unfamiliar things and experience new situations for himself. You know, he wanted to know, can you make pizza? Can you be a lifeguard? Can you ride a bicycle? Can you? I think for most people, you have to start there, where you have to be curious and try to find out, you know, different things for yourself, so that in doing so, you can find what it is that is, you know, that turns you on. You can find what it is that brings out that best in you. I love children's books. In fact, right now, you know, I'm also working at the library. I work at the library as well, as the library social worker in the library in the Orange County District. What an experience this has been. So in there, they have people that come in to read books to the children. And they're called readers. So now they're reading books to the adults as well. So adults can get to sit there and have someone read a book, you know, to them. So one of the stories that was read last week actually was, Curious George. And I just laughed and I thought, this is one thing that we don't do as adults, you know, most frequently. So curiosity is so good because it's a desire to learn. It's a desire to know more. So don't underestimate the power of curiosity. Whether or not you realize it, your mind thrives and comes alive when you're faced with a challenge. You allow your brilliance to be released, your curiosity to be released, but there's this push within you where when you're pushed against the wall and things are not working out in your life, that something just comes out and it's a drive like no other. So that's why I thought, you know what? Let's see. Have you been curious in your life at all, or just curious about, I wonder. Well, what does curiosity, you know, bring out in people? Well, let's talk a little bit about what curious people do. Curious people are constantly searching for new information. As I said, you just become a private investigator of your own life and other lives. You're investigating, but your eyes are open. It also goes, I think curiosity and risk go hand in hand. So you'll find people that are curious. You know where you find them? You find them in the library. You find them in bookstores. You find them, you know, sitting in places where they're taking continuous education in colleges. You find them at seminars. You find them in conferences. You find them with a coach, learning something about themselves, enhancing their skills, enhancing, you know, whatever knowledge that they have. Curious people actually also ask very profound and insightful questions. And they take time to ponder. They really take time to process things, process what they learn, process what they hear. And they continuously strive to want to challenge themselves. They don't settle. They just don't say, well, You know, I'm 55 years old. I wish I was younger. I wish I had more time. They don't. Age is nothing but a number to a curious person. Curious people are also doers, and they're also teachers. Instead of them waiting to be told to do something, they do it, and they ask for permission or forgiveness later. They know that the more they practice and teach a concept, the more meaningful it becomes. So one way that I remember new ideas is to start talking about them. When I learn something, I start telling somebody about it. And it helps because as a coach, what I do is as I hear somebody's story, as I hear where someone is stuck or stranded, then guess what? It's time for me to even learn more about helping them with that particular issue or thing that's going on in their life. And as I do so, I'm getting curious. I get to learn more and I get to know more. And also, it becomes a benefit for those that I'm coaching. So this gives me the opportunity, when I research it, to solidify the thoughts that I have in my mind. Because most of the time, if I'm talking to someone and I listen and I write it down, of course, some, you know, suggestions and things come along, but I don't blurt them out right there and then. What I do is search for answers and actually read and actually talk to the person and dig deeper. That's the part of my curiosity that goes in when I talk to people or when I do coaching. I ask more questions and dig deeper into what's going on with their life. So it says a lot about curious people because they just don't hear. They listen. They are truly interested in and intrigued by what other people are saying, what other people are doing. And what I've realized is listening requires you to listen to yourself first. And that's one thing that's missing from a lot of people's lives. The quiet time, the time to reflect, the time to be still. If you don't take that time to learn to be quiet, to learn to listen to your body, to your mind, to your heart, then it's difficult to listen to other people. It's difficult to quieten your own mind so that you can hear the person that's talking to you, so that you can hear the person that is around you. So be a curious person and be curious enough to challenge yourself to learn how to be quiet, to learn how to quieten your mind, your spirit, your body. I think one of the most underestimated thing, you know, is meditation. A lot of people, you know, when we hear about meditation, when we see people that meditate, I was one of them. I used to say, oh, meditation, going the and, you know, all the noise and stuff. I thought, what a waste. Why do people do that? But I've learned a lot this 2017. It's actually one of the best things that I have learned, to quieten my mind, to meditate, to relax myself, so that, you know what, I couldn't have brought the brilliance of enjoying helping other people and enjoying just being here on earth if I didn't learn how to quieten my mind this year. So one of the things that you want to do is to commit to learning how to quieten your mind, learning how to relax in the midst of chaos. I cannot recommend it enough that meditation is the key to quiet your mind, to relax, in fact, to be less stressed. It's definitely the key. And I'm doing that on purpose. I'm going slower and relaxing as I talk about this part. Because as you listen and there's that pause, it's amazing how a pause can just give you this place of surrealness, of relaxing, that probably you haven't had in a while. So be a curious George is one of the things that you can do this year to become the best version of you. Get curious about what it is that you can do differently. How many of you have probably taken a class as well this year? Just because. Not a class for a course, not a class that is professional development, but a personal development class that we just, you know, that you're just getting back in the classroom, sitting there and learning about you and learning about the things that you can do for yourself, or just something brand new, whether it's an arts or, you know, I know one thing that I've wanted to do and I'm going to do it, play the piano. In fact, I just looked at the classes last week and just go and take one or two classes of doing that, something different. Because what happens is when you take yourself to doing things that are outside of your realm, outside of your day-to-day things that you do, it opens up your mind. But most of all, it also helps you to meet other people. Those connections that I always talk about, if you're one of my fans on Facebook, I always talk about divine connections and divine interventions. They just don't come when you're in the comfort of your home. They just don't come when you're in the comfort of your job, your business, your car. They just won't come there. You have to go out and reach out and be with other people. That's the best way that you can get, you know, to dig deeper into who you really, truly are. The next part of becoming your best version of yourself is I'm going to ask you and challenge you. The next version will challenge you because I'm going to ask you to be realistic about where you are and what has held you back or what has prevented you from probably being ahead of the game before the end of the year. So how do we do that? I'm going to ask you to take an honest look at your life. There are 8 core things that I'm going to talk about in this segment that will help you if you really honestly take the time to take a look at those 8 core things. And as I said, those 8 core things will help you become the best version of you because you're going to be honest with you, because those are the things that make up the whole of who you are. We're looking at the spiritual aspect of you. We're going to look at the family aspect, your career, your emotional aspect, mental, wellness, social, and financial. So even when you're making goals, if you attend one of my goals, you know, goal setting workshops, we talk about those 8 core things, because what happens is when you look at your spiritual, your family, your career, your emotional, mental, and wellness, they make up who you are. They make up the kind of person that you truly and honestly are. And guess what? That also determines the kind of passions that you follow. It determines what it is that your interests are in life. So we'll start with the spiritual. How are you doing spiritually? We're not talking about, you know, going to church, being, I mean, really your belief, your spiritual being. Your spirit is the very essence of who you are, the core of the best version of you. And your essence is revealed in the day-to-day things of, you know, how you treat yourself, how you talk to yourself, and how you think about yourself. Those are very key things. How you treat yourself, how you talk to yourself, and how you think about yourself. People won't value what you're becoming until you value who you really are. So I'm going to ask you, are you happy and fulfilled with the direction of your life so far? Not just 2017, but so far in your life. Are you really happy with who you are and where you are with your life? What can you do to increase your happiness? Are you making progress in living a purposeful life, following your passion, doing the things that you love the most? When you think about who you are, where you're going, and what you intend to accomplish, what is it in your life that provides that spiritual meaning? So what you have to do is to develop a cultivating spirit, a drive within you that no person can stop. And then guess what? No person can also understand. And that's the part that you have to know, that most of the time when you go with your drive and you do what it is that your heart desires, some people will not understand. You will look crazy. You will sound crazy. You're just unique and different. But to some people, you might be crazy. And guess what? That's their own opinion. Because once you find that drive and fire, enjoy it and go with the ride. You have to reawaken that spirit before you can even start becoming the best version of you.
Oh, we're a new breed of talk radio with a new breed of host and shows to entertain and inform you. It's America Out Loud Talk Radio. Shows that impact your health, honor our heroes, political talk, shows that inspire you to live a truly authentic life. You can hear your favorite shows on networks like iHeartRadio or AHA Radio, or just download our free apps on both Android and Apple. Well, we are proud to have you as one of our growing family of listeners. We are the vision of the voices, AmericaOutLoud.com.
As far as family is concerned, your family is much more than just your spouse and your children. Family includes your parents, your grandparents, your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, and yes, even your pets. With most people, I think we brush it off that, oh, my family is just my immediate family in my circle right now, and everybody else doesn't apply. Well, they are part of your family. These are the people and the animals who can enrich your life in ways you can't begin to imagine. There's something that you're taught by each one of your family members. There's something that you can learn about yourself from what family members, do or how they are. There's something that makes you become the best version of you when you're dealing with each family member. What is it that each family member teaches you? That's something that we never do. We don't take it as, you know what, I don't like this person or this person doesn't like me in my family, but there's something about me that I can learn from this behavior, from who they are. How much quality time do you invest in your relationship with those you love and care about the most? Are they your top priority or do they get the leftovers of your life? If so, I suggest that you don't wait to take the initiative to reconnect with those people and resolve your differences. It's worth it in the end. Because when you've done your part and you've done the best thing that you can, then guess what? The rest is up to them and the universe. But you will be in good terms with you because you've done the best that you can. Your position will be posted, in their hearts as having done your best. And that's what you want to do. But most of all, draw yourself towards the family members that bring the best out of you. Because you don't want to also invest energy in those that don't. In those that don't have the time. In those that don't want to connect with you the way that you want to connect with them. So build your life around the people who will be crying at your funeral, is what I say. There are certain people that will just say, oh, she was such a nice person or he was such a nice person. But they're not grieving for you. And there's certain people that you know definitely, if you were to go today, they will be right there at the funeral. They will be embracing and, supporting and celebrating your life with your family and other friends. Those are the people that you want to spend your time with. Don't neglect them. you know, your friends. Hang around with them, hang out with them, hang out with the family, and have fun. To balance it all out, you need to have a balance to become the best version of you. All right, let's talk about career. That's another aspect that you really have to be honest with yourself. Does your current work fulfill you, or are you working only for a paycheck and benefits? I know you may find this hard to believe, because guess what? I also did at first, but your profession should be fun and exciting. I learned this years ago, that the work that you do should be fun and exciting. So as I told you, I mean, I moved from Boston last year and moved to Florida. And of course, things didn't work out the way that I wanted them to work. So guess what? I had to find a job. So I'm working a job right now. But what I realized was, oh, I shouldn't just get to settle in this job because it's paying the bills and it helped me get back on my feet. Because I have more to give and there's more light within me that has to shine. So, you know, having a job itself is not fun and exciting. So, of course, I'm building myself that 2018 is coming in. I won't have a job. I'm back again to working for myself and doing the things that I love to do in 2018. But I have to put it into perspective where I work and put everything in order so that, you know, nothing will get in the way of the bills. They have to be paid. And I know that and understand that. But what is it that, you know, brings fire in your belly that you like doing? For me, it's doing this radio show with you all. For me, it's speaking at seminars, you know, going around the country, traveling the world and motivating, inspiring people, and also working with parents and working with teenagers. I love supporting and encouraging and also coaching parents and their teenagers. That's my love. I can't tell you enough how much I love doing that. So those are the things that brings fire in my belly. When I start talking about them, I'm sure you can even tell the change in my voice when I say that, about helping parents and teenagers. My voice just like, oh, I want to talk more about it. But that's not what we're talking about, you know, right now. So the question back to you again about your career is, are you solving problems and creating value in your organization, in other people's life? Because then when you do that, it fuels, you know, the amazing you that is within you. It fuels the brilliance, the energy that is within you when you're doing that and making a difference either in the organization or in other people's lives. So ask yourself that question, look around and say, you know, what difference am I making? And am I making a difference? Are you eager to advance in your career, in your business, to do other things as far as your career is concerned? What is it that you yearn for? You know, when you look at it and I say, close your eyes and tell me your ideal career, the ideal job or work that you're doing, is it what you're doing now? Or would you say something else that is not what you're doing now? So take an honest look at that, because that's going to help you to, you know, make a difference in this year when you really take a look at that and pursue what it is that comes up when you close your eyes and imagine the ideal career and the ideal work that you want to do. Emotionally, for emotional aspect, there's a lot of things that are going on in this country, in this world, that are not helping people to become emotionally balanced. And I don't think a lot of people are also even realizing that by you watching the news, by you following, you know, the changes that are happening on a day-to-day basis and reacting in a way that says, oh my God, what if this happens and I see this changing, that you're on a fear mode. And when you're living on a fear mode, and anxiety, your anxiety goes up and your emotions goes up, that just rattles you. And it's not good. So are you being honest with yourself when you look at yourself and say, you know, am I depressed? Am I anxious? Am I doing things that I don't normally do? Am I feeling tired all the time? Am I reacting emotionally with people? Am I being short with people? Because all those things indicate that probably you're not on an emotional stability. Your emotions are not stable. At that point, when you find yourself with those challenges of overreacting, or maybe just reacting, being a reactionary person, that indicates that your emotions, you know, are not stable, and most likely you might want to take a look at them, change the things that you're doing. As I said, nothing is going to change unless you change. I work with people. Also, I have a private practice where I provide, you know, telephone coaching and also in-office coaching. And I'm getting a lot of people that are coming in because emotionally, you know, not only the world is changing for them, but work-wise, companies are ending jobs and relationships are ending because of the high stress that is going on. So before you end your marriage, before you end your relationship, take a look at what's going on around you emotionally, as well as, you know, the real things that are happening that are causing your emotions to be so high. What is it that's going on in your life that might cause you to be a person that is not emotionally stable? Mentally as well, the emotions and mental, they go ear to ear. They go hand in hand, because then mentally, if your emotions are high, then you're not going to be mentally stable. Who are the people that you're hanging around? That also determines your mental state. Are you hanging around people that are always complaining, people that are always then that are not happy, they're always sharing things that are not working in their life? Oh, guess what happened to me this week? Oh, guess what my child did? Oh, guess what my husband, my wife did? Those things are draining. I know, even for my profession, people ask, how do you deal with that? Well, for me, it's a profession. When I'm at work, I'm at work. I have this hat that I put on for people to just come in and tell me their problems. That's what that's there for. Is it for me to absorb and think and put in my head and my heart? No, it's for me to help them process how they can deal with the situations and come up with ways that they can cope. And that's what, you know, the reasoning behind the way that I cope with hearing everybody's problems does to me. But when it's not your profession and it's not your job, or you're not at work, because you might be a person like me who does this for a living, to listen to other people's problems. And then when I'm not working, I am not listening to problems. I am not going to be around people that talk about their problems all the time. It just so happens that because this is what I do, most of the time people think that I'm available and I can listen to problems 24/7, 365 days a year. No, I don't, and I don't want to, because when I'm not in the profession and I'm not sitting there doing my job, then it's overwhelming. It's exhausting to listen to people. I don't want, you know, my energy to be drained. So I totally intentionally make sure that I draw myself to people that are energetic, that are talking about good life. That's what I love about America Out Loud, because we tend to be with other professionals that are high energy, that want to talk loud, that want to, you know, help ourselves and help other people. But we're, you know, brilliant people. A group of brilliant people that are doing different shows and informing the world. We are also educating ourselves and educating other people. I love doing this. Love doing this. As well as being on stage. What is it that you can do to help yourself mentally? You know, try weeding out those, you know, people that drain you, that take away your good energy, and bring around people that are more energetic in your life. Also, wellness. I make sure that I have an hour or half an hour of exercise every day. But every day, I mean 5 days of the week, because I take my Saturdays and Sundays to relax and rest and enjoy myself, you know, jumping in the ocean. But Monday through Friday, I take an hour or half an hour. If I'm that late, then it's half an hour. But if not, then I give myself an hour. I also mind the things that I eat. Well, maybe it was because of that diabetic, diagnosis that I got last year. So now I'm very conscious of my diet. So don't wait until you get diagnosed with diabetes. Start looking at the foods that you eat. Start energizing yourself by exercising. Give yourself 30 minutes, an hour of exercise every day. They say 30 minutes is really good. And also, guess what? I also put into my schedule 30 minutes of meditation. And just a reflection, a time of reflection and meditation. And I give myself that time as well. And sometimes I don't have that time. So what I do is I put meditation music, on my phone. And then I start walking to that, music. And that's good enough meditation for me. And it helps with my wellness. I find myself very energetic and very energized. Finances. This is one topic that a lot of people find difficulty coping with or even adjusting. But guess what? Again, nothing is going to change unless you change it. You cannot become the best version of yourself if you're not able to manage your finances. So here's the question. How are you doing with your finances? Is there too much month left at the end of your money, so to speak? Money represents your life's energy. What you do with your money determines what you do with your life. Do you have a plan to create a financial legacy for future generations? Have you ever considered setting up your own foundation to support an organization and making a difference? And you can start as small as, I know one lady from Zimbabwe that started this organization. She doesn't have a business and, a lot of money, but she decided that she was going to start an organization that collects sanitary pads for young girls in Zimbabwe. Because it's so difficult to get such little stuff, that you can not even fathom not finding in this country, in the United States, but in Africa. Kids, the young girls have a difficulty finding sanitary pads. And she started this business that has grown into one of the biggest foundation that I know. Because at first I was like, what? Sanitary pads? But I'm glad that she did. Because it's actually one of the best things that, anybody could have done. So no matter what has happened in your life, no matter what has not happened in your life or not happened this 2017, I tell you, as long as we have one more day, one more hour, one more minute, you can change your life, you can change you, and you can change the results of what 2017 will bring to you. There's still time. Work on your time. You are the best version of who you decide to become. It's all up to you. It's up to you to release that brilliance, to release the fears that you have, to go for it anyway and see what happens. I want to share what this show has done for you, with you, when we talk about the results of you being driven, of you saying, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to be the best that I can and be unique and just do what my heart has been desiring and do what it is that I've wanted to do anyway, but I was afraid to do it or I didn't know how to do it. Seek somebody that knows it, There's somebody that has done what it is that you want to do. There's somebody out there that is doing it, that has done it, that can talk to you. If they can't talk to you, they've written a book about it. Get a book from the library. In fact, that's a question I wanted to ask you, because the people that become the best version of themselves, I tell you, they have a library card and they actually use the library card. If you're here in the United States or anywhere around the world in Europe where you have libraries in there, they have a library card and they actually go to the library because that's where the wealth is. Yes, I know we say there's so much wealth in the cemetery because people died and they went with their wealth and their wisdom. But guess what? Most of them left their wisdom either on audio or in a book. They left it all in there. So it's not totally gone. It's not dead. It's right there for you to find out and for you to discover. So you don't have to have lots of money to buy the information that you need. Action makes you stronger. Action determines how much success you're going to have in your life. as well as in 2017. So I can't wait to hear from you. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know what comes up once you listen to this show. My email is drstem@americaoutloud.com. If you want to talk about, you know, how much change this has brought to you, or how much change this whole year has done for you, or how America Out Loud has changed your life, please let's talk about it and become my guest. I would love to have you as a guest. My email again is drstem, D-R-S-T-E-M, at americaoutloud.com. As I always say, be encouraged and encouraging. I cannot wait to see what the rest of this year brings to you. I'm running with you. I'm on a race. I have things that I'm also doing. So I'm just not talking. I'm also acting. Remember, action gives you strength.